now that the temperature is dropping, I mean seriously dropping, or maybe seriously dropping, it's time to think of soup. And I love soup. I love soup when the weather is cold. I love soup when the weather is hot. I love soup. So welcome to Central Standard Friday. We are going to be talking about soup in the second half of the show. I'm Charles Ferruzza with The Pitch. And The Pitch is a food blog, which is fatcity@pitch.com, joined by three fabulous panelists here who all are very interested in soup as well, are you not?
More than life itself.
I know. I thought so. Chris, why don't you start? We'll go around the table and introduce ourselves.
My name's Chris Basica, and I write for Ingram's Magazine.
I'm Mary Block. I have the blog Around the Block at aroundtheblockkc.com, and I'm on Facebook, and I do the restaurant guide for The Star.
Very good.
And I'm Emily Ferris from Feed Me KC and the Feed Me KC podcast.
That's wonderful. You know, Chris, I'm going to have you start because you're going to be talking about the new restaurant in the President Hotel, which I've eaten at myself, and I had soup there.
Oh.
And, you know, let's just we'll do this as a teaser maybe for the second half of the show. But there was a soup of the day, which was three beans and ham.
That was also when I was there.
Wasn't it delicious?
It was scrumptious, and I liked it. I also tried the smoked tomato bisque.
What did you think?
I really liked the special soup.
Yeah. Okay. I've had the smoked tomato bisque at the restaurant.
I thought it was good.
Which is called Providence New American Kitchen. I had the first time I had it, I thought it was incredibly bland. The second time, I thought they'd put some basil-infused olive oil on top, and that really gave it a little kick.
That helped. Yeah.
So let's hear your recommendation for
Well,
Providence.
First off, I do want to say, I know that we don't necessarily agree on this either, but I thought that the decor was much more fitting of an old hotel. You know, they managed to keep it. I loved the dark woods. I loved the bar. I liked the fact that Brock Schulte came over from the Rieger and has created a bunch of different fun drinks.
Where that bartender had been?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. So, and they wooed him over, basically.
Now,
so,
there's one cocktail that's named after Sarah Vaughan because the manager of the restaurant, I think his name is Robert Brooks.
Yes.
Is a huge Sarah Vaughan fan.
And the others are named after some presidents and some famous people who've been there. I mean, it's all people who've been there. And they looked – and the drink – I didn't – it was lunch. I didn't drink.
You're a good girl.
Yes, I was. The drinks looked scrumptious, and they were trying to use a lot of even local breweries. They had a gin from somewhere around here that – Brock was just raving about, and I'd never even heard of it. So, not that I know all.
We should tell our listeners that the President Hotel is at 1329 Baltimore, and the drum room or the lounge is still called the drum room, but if you take the seven steps downstairs, it is now a restaurant called Providence New American Kitchen. Eric Carter is still the chef. Mm-hmm. And what did you think of the food?
I had a really, really good lunch. I had the crab cakes. There were three of us, and we split lots of different things so we could try lots of different things. So we had the crab cakes, which were seasoned really nicely. We had the potato pierogi, and the crust on the pierogi I thought was wonderful. I could have just eaten that by itself.
It's interesting because pierogis aren't often fried, are they? I mean,
these were pan-fried.
They were pan-fried. But
they were really light.
And crispy.
And I thought that was really good. We had the salad, and we had one more thing. Short rib tacos, maybe, which were good. I think it's a contender in terms of people that go downtown and don't want to get all the way into the mess further east. And I think that the parking is, you know, it's either right around there. There's pay parking.
The
valet is complimentary.
Which is unheard of downtown.
Well, and you can park for free at the hotel. So if you go there for dinner or lunch, you can park for free there, and then you're going to a show or whatever.
Really?
Yes. Free parking.
That's You're not nice. Giving away a little secret, are
no,
you?
No, okay. No. They want people to know.
Okay. And you don't have to have an expensive entree. You can have a nice salad or sandwich.
I was sort of impressed by all the prices in general. It's not an expensive.
It's not a hotel pricing. Yeah. I didn't think too much. I mean, you could have a really good lunch for 10 to 9 to 14 bucks, and The drinks were not expensive. The drinks, I expected to see $12 and $14 on the drinks, and they were $8 and $9. And I think it's a reasonable place. I think it's good. I think it's very attractive, and I love the fact that they've kept all the stuff, all the old stuff from the old hotel, you know, that you can go look at on the way to the bathroom should you need to do that.
Well,
so
it is made, the interior is done up in reclaimed wood from old barns from several states, apparently. And it's very barny looking. And
it's warm, Charles. Well, and there's a lot of dark wood there, too.
Well, the minute I sat down, I wanted to start singing The Farmer. Cowboy and the Farmer Should Be Friends. But it's comforting. You know?
I think it is comforting and just very, very pleasant. So I plan to go back, and I plan to go back especially for things that are going on downtown.
Oh, and they will be serving Thanksgiving dinner there.
Good. I didn't ask about that. And you know what? That is the I went to several other places, but they were all places I've been, including, and I still don't know how to say this, Chisano's.
Chisano's. At Legends.
Yes, at the Legends, which I think has a really excellent, excellent pizza.
Yeah, and, I agree.
And they have decent wines, and, you know, that's a space that they didn't have to do much to, and it's just a really pleasant place.
And to reiterate, Providence New American Kitchen at the President Hotels at 1329 Baltimore. Chisano's Pizza is in the former Ted's Montana Grill or whatever it was called.
Yes, and then that's actually at 1713 Village West.
In Legends. Okay, are those your places?
Those are my places. Married. I'm done.
Okay. I was at Anton's Tap Room and Restaurant at 1610 Main this week. Brand new restaurant. It's not fully operational yet. The restaurant is open. They've got food and they've got great drinks. They have a butcher shop next door that isn't ready for prime time yet.
The menu
is still not ready for prime time. But I loved everything we had. It's interesting because they have the full menu printed out, and in red what's available, and in gray what's coming. So you get a feel for what will be. And we walked in. He had no idea who I was. Said, "Would you like a tour?" I mean, they were the friendliest group of people I have ever encountered all along the way. It was unbelievable. So we went downstairs and saw where they're going to be raising the tilapia.
I'm telling you, that tilapia tank doesn't look any bigger than my bathtub.
I know. Well, and the herbs, they're growing them in cute little pots. And then they took us outside to where they're going to have the lounge and the a bar. They took us upstairs. There's a gallery. And then
this is at 16 Main Street.
Right.
1610 Main Street.
And then they took us to the butcher shop, and they're going to be, you know, cutting the meat, serving it.
I'm telling you, I'm not eating in that butcher shop part.
No, but the other part is very attractive. They've got
I'm telling you, the lighting. I've seen hospital, you know, surgery rooms with more romantic lighting. It's pretty
well,
intense.
But I think in a butcher shop, you want to know exactly what you're.
Well, it's very clean. Yeah, it's very clinical and clean. I agree with that.
But I'd rather eat on the other side too.
It's dark,
and it's cool because the bar is really long, and they've got over 60 beers on tap,
and one root beer.
And one root beer, yeah. Two wines on tap, which is the new thing.
Oh.
And it was just,
it
was very cool.
Is it carbonated wine?
No, it's not. I was thinking you were serious that they do have, you know, sparkling wines,
yeah.
But these were one red, one white. We had a pulled pork sandwich that was excellent and a short rib sandwich. I don't eat much meat, but it sounded really good.
Yeah, I had it. It's really, really good.
And I thought, well, I'll eat a half. I ate the whole thing. It had Gruyere, caramelized onions, arugula, mushrooms.
Okay, Mayor, I'm dying to ask you this. What about the fries?
You know, the fries were better than they looked, but I still think they ought to have the skins on them. They were okay.
Are they big or small?
Oh, they're big. They're like Crayola, children's Crayola crayons.
No, but they're not steak fries. They're in between a skinny and a steak fry. And they were nice. I would, if anybody at Anton's is listening, I would urge you to keep the skins on. But the chef was darling. The person told me that at the bar that he had been with Michael Smith and Debbie Gold.
Yes, that's true.
Philip? Yeah.
Philip Crane.
Crane.
I hope that I've got that right. Yeah.
But, and they have a couple
Klein. Philip Klein.
That's what I was thinking.
Not to be confused with the former Kansas Secretary of State.
Okay. Please, no. And it was a fun atmosphere. They have a couple TVs, but it's not – I would not say it was a sports bar by any means. And I thought the food was really good quality. And as I say, everybody was incredibly nice. Tried a lot of the beers on tap before we ordered them. And I love the whole experience.
Well, when's it going to be ready?
Well, they thought after the first of the year they would have their full menu,
maybe
in December.
Okay. Yeah.
But there's plenty to get now. I mean, they have a lot of salads. The arugula salad was fabulous. You can
get
steak. By
the way, let's put a shout out for the pastry chef, Carter Holton, an incredibly talented pastry chef, and he makes some fabulous, fabulous things. I had the vanilla bean panna cotta, and there was also some other thing I tasted that was out of this world. So he's probably one of the best pastry chefs in the city, and they're lucky to have him.
He does classes with La Dame sometimes.
That's right.
Very, very fun. Very fun.
Well, I am anxious to go back with or without the full menu. And I also finally made it to a fair at 1911 Main. I know it's been around for almost a year maybe, but...
I don't think that long.
Not that long. Mm-hmm. But it was my first time. I really enjoyed it. It was shocking when I walked in how big it was. I did not expect that.
Did you
that.
Never go to the previous incarnation, Bar Natasha?
I didn't.
Yeah, it's as big as a roller rink.
Yeah, but it's nicely positioned, and I thought it was very attractive. Thought the food was very good. Small plates. I thought some were good, some were great. All of them were beautiful.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. And I'm not a Austrian German fan, and there was a little more of that than I would have wanted, but a lot of it sounded like it was, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that.
Very good.
And they also have, just for people who care, a gluten-free menu where they'll do things, they'll cater to people who have a gluten-free diet or food allergies.
That's great to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mary brought up Anton's, the new restaurant at 1610 Main Street, and a fair, which is at 1911 Main Street. If you've just tuned in, this is the Central Standard Friday Show, the Restaurant Critic Edition. I'm here with Mary Block, Christine Basica, and Emily Ferris. We are going to be taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you could send us an email at this very moment to centralstandard@kcor.org. And
Twitter. Don't forget Twitter.
I'm not going to forget Twitter. What is the Twitter?
At KCURCST.
And that goes. So we're waiting to hear from you in the second half of the show. We're going to be talking about soup. It's getting to be soup weather. But let's go to where Emily has. You've been to some place I keep hearing about that people are waiting in line to get in.
Yes. I went to Louis Wine Dive it's at 7100 Warnell. So it's at the southwest corner of Warnell and 71st.
Which was last a Mexican place, I think.
Cantina del Rey.
Okay.
And it opened on Halloween as Louis Wine Dive. And they have a location in Des Moines. So this is a second location for Louis. And I really like the concept is sort of, it seems like they're trying to make wine accessible. So they have, they do wine by the bottle, and if you will drink two glasses of the wine, they'll open the bottle and let you have two glasses, and then put the rest up on the board for a special. But they also, I'm going to talk about the food for a minute. But the first thing I noticed upon walking in was that it was so loud, and coming
from a tiny room.
It's small. There's no fabric anywhere, and it was packed. And then everyone's drinking wine and having a great time. And I normally don't complain. I like loud restaurants and loud music and crowds, but my ears were hurting. I almost left and went somewhere else. It was so loud. So I'm hoping if anyone is listening from Louis that you'll...
Now, did they have that thing that Emily Ferris dreads the most? Tablecloths.
No tablecloths, though they might absorb some sound. But no curtains, no tablecloths. And I really like the decor. It's a really great decor. But they need to do something to help the sound because it was just... very loud and echoey, but once I got past the sound and had a good, moderately priced glass of wine, we got some dishes for the table. We got the lobster poutine, the fries with lobster and mushrooms, and it's delicious. Cheese plate. The cheese plate was good. It wasn't, a mind-blowing cheese plate, but it was good cheeses. I tried the pan-roasted chicken, which was very nice. It came with garlic mashed potatoes and broccoli. We had the beef short ribs at our table, and I tried a pork gnocchi that was probably the favorite thing I tasted. It was the red sauce on it was delightful.
What are the prices like?
Not cheap, but affordable. A couple of glasses of wine at the bar before we got a table, I think with tip, I spent $25.
appetizers. For two glasses of wine?
Yeah, with a tip.
Okay. Well, you're a big tipper.
I'm a big I used to work in service, so I'm a big tipper. Appetizers range from 7 to 14.
What's a $14 appetizer?
The lobster poutine.
Ah.
Yes. Crispy fries with Maine lobster, portobello mushrooms, fontina cheese, and a light seafood gravy. And the short rib dish we got was $22. Pan roasted chicken was $14. So it's normal dining out nighttime prices. It's a good new addition to Waldo. I hope that the crowd dies down a little on weeknights so I can hear my conversations.
Wow. Everyone seemed to be having a really good time.
Everyone was having a blast. Yeah, it looked like a great – lots of groups of ladies, as you might expect at a wine bar, but a fairly decent ratio of men to women and people of all ages. And it's a really nice space. I will go back.
Well, that was Louis' Wine Dive at the corner of Gregory and Warnell.
No, Warnell and 71st. Is that also
Gregory?
Gregory?
Yeah, that's also Gregory.
I'm bad at geography. Okay.
Yes, so I don't know why I got thrown by that. The Court of Gregory and Warnell, and it just opened, and I guess you need to get there early if you want to get a table.
Early or late? They serve until 11.
Oh, that's good.
So it cleared out about 9:30 on Wednesday.
We are taking your phone calls. If you have been to any of the places that we have talked about, from Louis' Wine Dive to Anton's to Affair to Providence New American Kitchen, we'd like to hear what you have to say.
I forgot to say one thing, and that is, speaking of wine, and the thing is sitting on my printer in my office, there is a really cool wine class that's very affordable. It's $25 and $25 or $27. It's in Fairway, and I think it's the 16th.
Of November?
Of November. Is that tonight?
Yeah, it's tonight.
That's what I was afraid of. I will email that in to Matthew so that can go on the list, because it's a guy who's moved here from California, and he is a sommelier, and the class is supposed to be absolutely wonderful. So, and I told Gloria I would mention it, and I have without the exact information, but I will get it to Matthew right as soon as
I
get
back. So you go on the Central Standard Friday webpage?
Right.
Yeah, okay. We are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888, or your emails at centralstandard@kcur.org, or a tweet at
KCURCST.
And I want to correct myself. Phil Klein was the Attorney General of Kansas.
That's correct.
How could I forget that?
Yeah, well, we've tried to forget a lot of things in Kansas, actually.
I know it. Anyway, but no connection to the chef at Anton's. Well, I think it's exciting that Kansas City's getting, you know, it, no matter what the economy is, we seem to be getting new restaurants. Mm-hmm. And kind of interesting,
yes.
And good ones,
yeah.
Too.
Yes, yes. I think they're getting better and better. And I forgot to mention the carrot cake at Providence. I don't know if anybody had
well,
that.
The carrot cake is a holdover from the Drum Room.
Oh, is it?
That same carrot cake.
Certainly pretty.
I think it's more pretty than tasty,
well,
actually.
I thought it was really pretty.
I agree. Prospects carrot cake
back.
Yeah,
gosh.
That was a carrot cake. 816-235-2888. Did you have the donuts at Providence?
No.
The ricotta donuts?
They sounded good, were they?
I never would have ordered them, but I was with people who had to have them, and they were delicious.
Oh, really?
They were really, really, really delicious. And I'm, you know, at the point in my life where the last thing I should be eating is a donut, ricotta or otherwise.
Yeah.
But yum. That's all I'm going to say. They were fabulous.
You know, after the last show that we had and we were talking about comfort food, I went home that weekend and I fixed a pot roast. And it is the first pot roast I've ever made in my whole life because my husband hates them.
How can anyone hate a pot roast?
Because he grew up with them.
That's
un-American. Well, he doesn't like vegetables.
Oh.
So.
How can anyone? Okay, well,
but
Chris Basica's confessions.
Yeah, I could barely get
She's
home.
Married to a man who doesn't like pot roast. That is.
Yeah, I know. But Chris, he loves chicken fried steak.
I have a place for you because last week I went to a BRGR and they have a pot roast on the menu.
Oh, was it?
I wasn't aware of. It was really, really tasty. The meat was a little chewy, but it was really, really good. And so next time you want a pot roast, you and your husband should go and you'll get it. You'll have leftovers for lunch and he can have a burger.
That's a great suggestion.
Let's start taking some phone calls. We've got Fred from Boston here. Fred, are you with us?
I think it's morning there, right?
Yeah, it's morning here.
All right. Okay. Basically curious about in Boston here. I do go back and forth between Kansas City for business. And I get there, and all I can ever find by the glass are some really bad grocery store wine that sort of leave you with indigestion. And what we have here is called Inukatek. It's on Charles Street, which is a wonderful place. And maybe you could tell me, or they could copy. It's a decant system so that you can actually get superb French and lovely wines by the glass. And, of course, they recork them or keep them on distillment with no oxygen. Do you know of any places like that in Kansas City? Enjoy your show here. I'm listening via computer, and I'll listen for your answer off there.
All right. Christine, why don't you start, because you're a wine connoisseur.
Well, I just drink a lot of wine, which is very different from being a connoisseur. But I would suggest the wine bar downtown. What's it called?
Tannin
Wine Bar.
15th and Walnut.
Thank you.
Excellent suggestion.
That would be my
excellent
first suggestion.
Yeah, that's a 15th and Walnut. Very good food, and apparently a sensational wine list.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a good
Mary,
wine
what would you say?
That was what I was going to say. There's also one way out south, and that's what I thought you were talking about, the wine bar.
Oh, yes. And I don't know where that is.
I don't either, but it's like 135th and...
It is. It's 135th in either Lamar or Nall. It's in that direction.
And can we put a shout out for JJ's on the Country
Club
Plaza?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Great wine list.
Yes. Yeah.
And I would also say, if you want to try some wines when you're in Kansas City, Cellar and Loft in the River Market also has wines on tap, not carbonated. So they have reds and whites, and they switch them out daily. And you can buy a card, and so you can put $20 on the card and have a 1-ounce pour, a 3-ounce pour, or a 6-ounce pour.
That's a good idea.
Well, yes, anyone from Boston is welcome to call in and ask us about wine, because Christine Basica, Mary Block, and Emily Ferris are only too happy to intoxicate your senses.
Oh, yes. It is true.
Yes.
Anyway, we are going to take a momentary break. When we return, let's talk soup.
Soup.
Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Ferruza here with you from The Pitch. I'm joined by Mary Block, Emily Ferris, and Christine Basica. We are talking about soup. We're already getting lots of emails and comments. Leah tweets, chicken tortilla soup at Paparico's in Waldo. Okay. Well, she's a displaced Texan, so she must know what she's talking about. But before we actually swing into the official soup parade here, we've got a call from Mary Beth in Overland Park, and you have a question that's not soup related, correct?
Correct. My question is, of these restaurants you're reviewing earlier, they sound very good. Are they open on Sunday afternoon or early evening for a meal? I'm trying to find places to go to after you've visited a concert. At the Kaufman.
That's an excellent question. Yeah, I do know that that Providence New American Kitchen at 1329 Baltimore is open on Sundays. Affair and Anton's, I'm not sure.
If you want to go all the way to Waldo, Louis Wine Dive does serve Saturday and Sunday brunch from 10 to 3 and then dinner until 8.
I'm trying to remember if Tan and Wine Bar is open on Sundays. For some reason, I think not.
I don't think so.
That's why that's a good question, Mary Beth, because a lot of downtown restaurants are not open on Sunday.
Rieger isn't. I'm trying to think in that area.
Yeah.
How late
Webster
House?
Webster House serves brunch on Sunday. You could go there before the Kaufman and park there. What else is in
downtown? It's hard. It's rough. I would say, yeah, hotel restaurants are a good option. Yeah.
The Bristol would be open.
The Bristol will be open in the Power and Light District. Of course, there's always, Denny's on Broadway.
Well, the Marriott has a new restaurant, too, that I've...
Really? I thought it was just the bar.
No, they've now expanded that redo. Okay. And I'm going there next week, but I don't know.
You can give us a report when you come back next time.
Tannin is open 4 p.m. to midnight.
On Sundays?
On Sundays.
Well, that'd be a good place for you, Mary Beth, after the concert, Tannin?
Yeah.
The
Providence New American really appealed to me. And then you gave one right after that, but I can't remember the name.
That was Anton's, I believe.
Anton's.
That's at 1610 Main Street. I'm not sure if it's open Sunday, but we will find out for you, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
I'm enjoying your program.
Thank Good. You. All right. I'm ready to talk about soup.
Me too.
I want to say one thing, that in the many, many years I've lived here in Kansas City, the soup selections and choices have improved amazingly. Because, I mean, when I moved here, the best soup in the city was probably the chicken noodle soup at Stroud's.
That's still a pretty good
soup. It's a very
yeah.
good soup. But, you know, we've got all kinds of Vietnamese and Thai soups now and all kinds of good soups. So we are ready to hear what your favorite soup is. And you can tell us by calling 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888, as Don did. Don, are you still with us?
Yes.
You've got a favorite soup?
Well, I had a really interesting, terrific soup yesterday, and when I heard your topic, it just came to mind. I was at, I think they call it Poco's on the boulevard there.
Mm-hmm.
And on the menu they had, it said a braised rosemary lamb shank.
All right.
Which I wasn't expecting a soup, but when it came, it was in a bowl, in a broth, chock full of carrots and zucchini, et cetera, with the lamb shank in it. And I assume maybe it was a lamb broth or something, but it was just wonderful.
Mm,
excellent.
It does sound
That sounds more like ossobuco than a soup, or a form of ossobuco, I guess I would say. But
I started it with a big soup spoon, and it was a great broth. So
it sounds
whatever.
I will say this: it sounds delicious.
Yeah, Poco's also serves menudo on the weekends, which
right.
people flock to for.
You know, I
know.
I have to be in the right mood, but when I'm in the right mood, I want it. All right. Well, thank you, Don. 816-235-2888 is our number here. I'm thinking of the soup they serve at the Thai place.
Galangal soup.
Galangal soup.
That's the top
mm-hmm.
of my list, Charles.
Oh, well,
I'm obsessed with this soup.
Well, I'll tell you, it has cured me from many, many diseases.
Oh, I think it's the cure for everything.
It is.
World peace, everything. It's so good.
You know, I was on my deathbed with malaria in the state, in a small village in Africa.
Yeah,
someone brought me some galangal soup from the Thai place, and I was instantly cured. What is your favorite soup, Christine?
Well, it's not officially a soup, I guess, but the seafood hot pot at Poe's Dumplings, really good. But the thing I looked up on this morning on the web, and I couldn't find it. They had a prime rib, a ribeye or short rib or something soup they used to have, and it wasn't on the menu on the web, and it was my absolute favorite.
At Poe's. Well, let me tell you this, that on that very subject, Dave tweets us that marinated cabbage and pork soup at Poe's is his favorite. I've not had that soup, but
I'm
eager to try it.
Sounds really good. And Poe's is at 1715 West 39th.
Will writes on Facebook, Jerusalem Cafe, Westport, lentil soup. It's excellent, by the way. Also the lentil soup at, what is the place on 39th Street? The corner of 39th and maybe Genesee.
Ooh,
why am I, is that Starbucks
frickin' frick.
Aladdin.
Oh, Aladdin.
Aladdin has
mm-hmm.
excellent lentil soup. On Facebook, Michael writes, two favorites, the Pho at Vietnam Cafe in Columbus Park, and the lentil soup at Aladdin Cafe. All right.
There you go.
Steve called to say, excellent soup at Salvatore's on 40 Highway. Well, which soup?
Hmm.
I wonder if it's Italian wedding soup. That would be my favorite. All right. Let's go to Rick in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
We like to go to Nick and Jake's in South Johnson County on Thursday afternoons. They make a seafood bisque that is to die for. It has andouille sausage. It's got shrimp, and it's kind of in a thicker broth, and it's spicy. And it is outstanding. They often run out of it, so get there early enough in the afternoon.
That sounds wonderful.
Nick and Chicken. That's Thursdays only they have that soup?
Only Thursdays they make it, and they will not divulge the recipe. I've tried. I've bribed them. They won't do it. Also, we had lunch yesterday at a new place in Johnson County called Mio's, M-I-O, Italian, kind of a, I don't know, little Italian place. Had a soup there. There was their special seasonal soup. It was supposedly pumpkin soup. Which sounded a little off-putting, but I thought I'd try it anyway. And if he hadn't told me it was pumpkin, I would not have known. And all I tasted in it was like sage or something. Oh. So I would steer clear of that one.
All right.
Well, Nick and Jake's is great.
That's good. I've actually reviewed Mio's recently, and I thought whatever soup I had, I thought was pretty good.
Where is that?
It is at 135th and Knoll, I believe. It's okay. In the location formerly occupied by the Bluefin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are talking about soups at Central Standard Friday at 816-235-2888, or you can send us an email at KCUR, centralstandard@kcur.org. Let's go to Mahmood in Lawrence. Mahmood, are you with us? What do you have to tell us about soup?
I love this soup, shrimp wonton soup. I had it at a restaurant called Zen Zero in downtown Lawrence. Mm-hmm. And I had it a few months ago, but I can't get it out of my head.
you need to go back.
Oh, yeah, I did. You know what? They don't have it on their menu. They only have it on their specials, and I said, how can you not have this on your menu? And they said, we are getting to that. We have gotten a lot of requests, but that is something that I just love.
That is a great suggestion, and you know I love that restaurant. Zen Zero in on Massachusetts in Lawrence. Do we know what the address of that is?
I can find it.
And I want to tell you, I have never had shrimp wonton soup, but I'm ready to have it right now. Mm. It sounds delicious.
It does sound good.
And Zen Zero is at 811 Massachusetts.
811 Massachusetts. And, speaking of wontons, let's go to Jen in Kansas City, Kansas. Jen?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Hey, the wonton soup at Blue Koi, it's a huge bowl. I usually take half of it home. And the minute it gets cold, I crave it. It is the best.
Well, what is in the wontons?
I think they're pork.
Okay.
Pork wontons, and it's got all kinds of vegetables and spinach and probably some bok choy and Asian-y vegetable. It's delicious.
Now, Jen, you sound like you're maybe a devotee of the Blue Koi.
It's one of my favorite restaurants. Sure.
Don't they have a soup also with pot roast in it?
Yes, that's the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
You know, I've never had that because when I go, I get the wonton soup.
Okay.
But I should try it.
Do try it.
Yeah,
I bet you'll love it.
Give us your report.
Bye.
Thank you, Jen. And let's go to Margaret. Margaret, where are you calling us from?
Hey there. I'm on the road, actually, headed out to Olathe, but I always love to talk soup.
All right. What is your favorite soup?
I'd have to say that the soup that is my new absolute favorite is the pork soup at the Rieger.
Mm. Yum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely very yummable.
It is an enormously popular soup. Yeah, that's a great soup. Thank you for sharing that idea. By the way, when we did our last show, which I think was on comfort foods, we got a couple of calls about Italian wedding soup,
mm-hmm.
which I love. And didn't we decide Jasper's had it? And who else has Italian wedding soup?
I don't know if Jasper's has it always.
Okay, was this?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll have to. If you know where to get good Italian wedding soup, you can call us at 816-235-2888. And let's go to Mark in Weston. Mark.
Yes, I wanted to alert you all. I can't remember the name of it, but Todd Schulte, who has Genesee Royal Bistro, and Happy Gillis, he and Bill Hall Jr. have a new venture right next to Happy Gillis.
Uncommon Stock.
Yep.
Oh, is that like a soup shop?
Yes.
And interestingly enough, Todd Schulte called me this morning to say that this weekend soups include a chorizo and white bean soup and pasta fazole, which is a classic Italian soup. So that's, I think, one of the top five soup joints in Kansas City. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Todd got his start as the happy soup eater delivering soup.
Right.
So it makes sense that he would finally.
So is this new business next to Happy Gillis, which Happy Gillis is in Columbus Park on
5th and Gillis.
And Gillis.
So Uncommon Stock is 549 Gillis.
And it's sort of like a shop where you walk in and buy refrigerated soups and take them home?
I think you can get them warm as well. I have not been yet.
I haven't
on
either,
my list.
But I think the primary purpose is to get it to go and take it home.
Very good. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mark. And we're always glad to know about a new soup joint. We are taking your calls about soups, your favorite soups, or even your least favorite soups. 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email. We're getting a lot of emails here at centralstandard at kcur.com. soup.org. Now, you know, I'm trying to think of, we've talked about some, you know, fancy soups. Where do you go just for a good cup of tomato soup with a grilled cheese sandwich?
Well, Panera, I think, has remarkably good soup, actually.
Seeing that this morning, Chris, I was like, are they gonna judge me for saying I love the broccoli cheese soup at Panera?
Yeah.
People tell me it's fabulous.
Well,
I've never had it.
And their potato soup is quite good. And I was thinking about the accompaniments that one needs with soup. So should soup come with bread or a Parmesan crisp, or what should it actually...
Well, I think it should definitely come with bread.
I think
you?
It should.
But I mean, if it's... a hearty soup, like a homestyle soup.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know West Side Local has tomato soup and grilled cheese together, which is a...
Oh, it's winter, isn't it?
Comfort food.
I believe, doesn't the little breakfast lunch place on You Say Tomato on Holmes, I think 27th and Holmes, does that sound right?
Yes.
I think they do a grilled cheese and tomato soup. I don't know if they do it all the time, but...
BRGR also has that. Someone at my dinner recently ordered that when I had the pot roast.
Good. We'll go to Meredith in Kansas City, Missouri. Meredith?
Hi.
Hi. What do you want us to tell us about?
Well, they have I'm really kind of blanking on exactly what it is, but it's kind of a steak or a meatball kind of soup at a Blue Koi.
Well, they have the pot roast soup.
Pot roast.
Yeah. Yeah, the pot roast. Oh, I love their pot roast soup.
It is good, and a good meal for a very, very cold day, I think. And there's two Blue Koi's. Which one do you go to?
The one in Westport.
Oh, on 39th Street?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, one of my favorite soup places in Lawrence closed, but...
What was that?
The Orient.
The Orient.
The Orient. It was Vietnamese.
Wait a minute, closed?
Yeah, last time I was in Lawrence, it was gone. I was so sad.
Oh, no, I didn't. That was my favorite place for gluten-free fried chicken.
Yeah, I love their meatball pho.
Well, we're going to have somebody from Lawrence call in and confirm about the Orient, because I refuse to believe it until I hear it from somebody who is standing in front of the building on Massachusetts and telling me that. Okay?
No kidding.
Okay, well, thank you, Meredith. I'm bereft. Could that be true?
It could be.
Oh. Well, I never had the soup there, but the fried chicken was great.
Really good, huh?
816-235-2888. And let's go to Jeff in Shawnee.
Good Jeff, morning.
Tell us where you'd like to have soup.
Well, there's a couple of places in Northeast Johnson County here. There's a Salvadoran restaurant at Johnson Drive and Marion Drive, right at Johnson Drive and 435, and they have an interesting fish soup that has the whole fish in it, bones and eyes and all.
Would that be El Bulgarcito?
Yes, I believe that's the name of it.
And have you've been there, Mary?
I have.
Have you had that whole fish
soup? I have not
had
the soup.
Okay. Nor have I.
All right.
Or the eyes.
Yeah. I don't know if I will.
What other kind of soup do you like, Jeff?
Well, there's a new restaurant at Shawnee Mission Parkway and east of Neiman called Pho Good Vietnamese Cafe, and they have about 8 different soups that have a broth base with lots of fresh greens and bean sprouts and vegetables and various meat stock. And all their soups are good.
That's great.
Where is that again, on Neiman?
Yeah,
it's east of Neiman on Shawnee Mission Parkway on the south side, in a little shopping center there.
Great.
Okay.
That's a good, okay.
All right.
Hey, thank you, Jeff.
All right.
And let's go to Rob. Rob in Overland Park.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What do you like to eat?
I like to go to Dean and DeLuca. They have a fabulous lobster bisque soup with shredded lobster. And the reason why I like it so much is it reminds me of an Indian dish that I used to have quite a bit when I was young. And I don't know if Dean and DeLuca still carries it, but 2 summers ago, when I practically lived at the place every weekend.
That's a high recommendation. Can we also put in a shout out for I think the best lobster bisque or seafood bisque in the city is at Tatsu's in Prairie Village.
And Le Fou Frog has a very good lobster bisque and French onion soup too.
Of course, it's usually so rich that I take one spoonful, my skin breaks out. Let's go to Megan in Overland Park. Megan.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, I love long life noodle soup at Bo Wings.
long-life noodle soup? What is in the soup to give it a long, or give us a long life for tasting it?
Well, first of all, it's served in a bowl that's like the size of a mixing bowl. It's gigantic. So it's a little embarrassing when you're sitting with a group of people and they all have a normal size portion and you have this gigantic bowl of soup, because it is ridiculously large. But
well,
what
is in it? What's in the soup?
Okay, so it comes with an egg, and it has shrimp and chicken and noodles and a bunch of vegetables.
And do you eat the whole bowl? I mean, do you manage to finish off that ridiculously large bowl?
You really can't, but you definitely want to eat the shrimp and the chicken and the egg, and that's the best part.
Now,
and it's just a broth.
What kind of egg? A hard-boiled egg?
No, fried egg.
Okay,
right
fried
on
egg.
Top.
Okay.
Yep.
That sounds great.
This is a challenge. I'm going to go and see if I can eat the whole bowl in one sitting
All
this
right.
week.
Now, now, Megan, which bowlings do you go to?
Well, I go to the one at 95th and Cuvira, but I just tried the new one on the Plaza last week, and it's really cool inside.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And the food is good.
Mm-hmm. Very glamorous. All right. Well, thank you so much, Megan. That was an excellent suggestion. Long life noodle soup.
How could you not like that? You know, just the name.
The name,
that's right.
Yeah.
The name makes me feel young just saying it. Let's go to hold on a minute. Let's go to Gene in Kansas City, Missouri. Gene?
Hi. I'm glad I got in. I really like the hot and sour soup at the Hy-Vee grocery store in Raytown on 350 Highway. They have a restaurant section and some of the best hot and sour soup in town. It's kind of a favorite. Some of the others are too salty. Theirs is just right. And you get wontons, and best of all, it's really cheap.
All right. Yeah. Hey, thank you, Gene. So that is the Hy-Vee grocery store on 350 Highway, right?
Yeah, okay. Raytown.
Okay, in Raytown. You know, let's talk about wonton soup for a minute. It's hard to find a perfect wonton soup because there's either too much vinegar in it, or maybe it's a little too sweet, or there's some unrecognizable things in it that you're not sure what they are. Where do you
get, I don't.
You don't ever order it?
No.
I order it, but I'm always disappointed because I feel like the soup itself is always so bland and all the flavors in the wontons. So what's the point of the soup at that
point? I will say this. Bowling's does have a good hot and sour soup. But the only good egg drop soup, because I find it to be usually a hideous looking and tasting soup, the only good egg drop soup in Kansas City is at the Red Snapper.
Oh.
On Ward Parkway.
Well, and that's where my favorite soup is.
Which is?
It's the San Jan. I always get a call because I butcher this. San Jan Jam Bong. It's a seafood and noodle soup with a really spicy Korean red chili paste in it.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
It's fabulous. And it could have been on last week's show about comfort food, too.
Mm.
And that is at the Red Snapper, which is at, what is that, like
8430 Ward Parkway.
Thank you. And the egg drop soup there is good, unlike every other egg drop soup in the city. Let's go to Ricardo in Westport. Ricardo.
Hi, good morning. There used to be a place that I would love called Superman. It was on Main Street.
Yeah.
Do you remember that place?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they had the best West African peanut soup.
Mm.
It's not like what I would imagine. It wasn't like a Thai peanut, like creamy. It was like this really brothy soup with the roasted peanuts in it. It was a little bit spicy. And I wanted to know if you guys knew anywhere that served that.
It's not coming to mind, but I'm telling you, we're going to put a call out to our listeners who maybe in the next few minutes could call in and tell Ricardo where to find at least a pretty good African peanut soup.
Well, and if anybody does, it would be Todd Schulte, either at Happy Gillis, Uncommon Stock, or Genesee Royale, because they have a huge rotation of soups.
In fact, Ricardo, it might be worth calling Happy Gillis and talking to Todd and asking him to put it on his rotation.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Well, thank you. Todd's going to love us for that, giving him more work. Let's go to Regina in Leawood.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What do you have to tell us?
Tatsu's carrot soup.
All right.
You been to Tatsu's?
Oh, many times. I don't think I've ordered the. I think I've had the carrot soup once, and I thought it was really sweet. But
well, I just think it's to die for. And the tomato soup at Nordstrom's is excellent.
Oh,
I've
heard
right.
that.
Yes, Yes.
And that's in their little cafe?
Yeah.
At the Overland Park Mall?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's a good cafe.
Yeah, actually, generally, their soups of the day are very good, too.
Excellent.
So that's my recommendation.
Thank you, Regina. Now, can I embarrass myself and say that what do you feel about the soups at Sweet Tomatoes Salad Buffet Restaurant? Because they have a lot of them. Yeah. I don't know if they're very good.
I've only ever had one of them, and it was good.
I think I had chili, but, well.
I'd have to guess without having had any of them that they're really salty.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see if any of our listeners agree with that. Let's go to Gail in Roland Park. Gail.
Hi. I came in late, so I don't know if you have mentioned Thai soups, but Thai Orchid in Mission, the soups with lemongrass are great, and especially if you, like, I have a cold.
Right.
You know, or the flu or something.
Now, Thai Orchid, it's on Martway?
It's in Martway, yes. And I just tried both of their soups to go this week. And they we tried the spicier one you're talking about with the lemongrass, which was very, very good. Mm-hmm. We also tried the coconut cream one, which was it was good. I like the other one better.
Uh-huh. I had a Thai curry soup from Noodles and More on State Line, 79th about, or 76th, and it had coconut and lemongrass, coconut milk and lemongrass, and that was really good.
Emily, do you have an address for Thai?
I do. Thai Orchid is at 6504 Martway in Shawnee Mission.
6504 Martway. Hey, thank you so much, Gail. And we're coming up to the top of the hour, so let's start take these calls. There's Jason in Midtown. Jason.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm a big menudo aficionado. I think the best menudo in town is in the back of the store, the little Mexican store straight catty corner from the Bluebird Cafe at 17th and Summit.
Love that
place. Los Alamos, yeah. Would you say, as a connoisseur of menudo, that is the best in town?
It's the best. It's got heaps of stuff in the broth. It's all good. All the condiments come with, and you're surrounded by happy menudo eaters. On top of that, I've seen them carry out, huge buckets to fire departments. I mean, it's good stuff. The best. Good.
All right. Now we now know where to find a classic menudo. Let's go to Krista in Parkville.
Hi. I'd like to vote or put in a vote for the split pea soup at the Capitol Grill.
Yes.
That's a fabulous soup. And I also really like the French onion soup at Aix-Lois.
Okay.
Capitol Grill has a great French onion soup, too. Next time you're there, you might want to try it.
I definitely will.
You know who else has a great French onion soup and has for decades? Houlihan's.
They do, don't they?
When they opened in the 1970s, it was their signature soup, and really, it's still pretty good. Let's go to Helen in Brookside.
Hi. Yes, I was calling about a soup called Zuppa alla Pavese, which I've had in Chicago, but I've never had it here. It's a regional soup.
Italian soup?
Yes, sir, from Lombardy, I think.
All right.
And you fry some bread and butter until it's golden, but still soft. Then you put the piece of bread in a soup bowl, break an egg, a raw egg, sprinkle with Parmesan and a little salt, and then pour hot stock over it. And the idea is not to break the egg, but kind of have the egg still intact. It's delicious.
And it's a zuppa alla pavese, is it?
P-A-V-E-S-E.
All right. I don't really think any restaurant in Kansas City is serving that. It actually sounds something that you could make easily.
You can make yourself, yeah.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, it does sound
really
good.
I had it in Chicago, and yeah.
All right. We'll be over for lunch, Helen, in a few minutes. Let's go to Kelly in Kansas City, Missouri. Kelly?
Hi, guys. Hey, great show, and just a quick question. We just adopted our second daughter from China here in April. And all she loves to eat is soup. So we have definitely been on everywhere we go, we order soup and we try it out. But the favorite she likes is French onion soup, and I haven't heard much discussion about that this morning. And like the way Capital Grille does it, but do you have any suggestions of other places that may do a good French onion soup?
Okay, well, we just talked about Houlihan's, Aixois in Brookside and downtown.
Le Fou Frog.
Le Fou Frog.
And the French place in Prairie Village does a really nice
Café Provence.
And
thank you.
The farmhouse. No, West.
Excellent.
The farmhouse and West Side Local, I think, sometimes have it on the menu.
West Side Local, of course, is down at 17th and Summit, and the farmhouse is on Delaware.
And Third.
And Third in the River Market neighborhood. I'm trying to think if anything else is immediately coming to mind. No.
Well, those are some very good options. We'll definitely go out and try them all. So I appreciate the suggestions.
Very good. Terry says on Facebook that she likes the tomato soup at Nordstrom's, which we have talked about here. And Catherine on Facebook writes the tom yum soup at Jasmine Thai. I don't know where Jasmine Thai. And at the Red Snapper. All right. We're going to have to definitely go to Jasmine Thai, wherever it may be. Any other last notes on soups?
They have to be hot.
Yes. Hot is very, very good.
And a little bit spicy.
Yes. All right. We've had a great show. Our show was produced today by Matthew Long Middleton, our new producer. Our announcer is Kim Noble. I want to thank my fellow food critics, married Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Christine Basica. Thanks to everybody and everyone who called in. I'm Charles Fruza. This is Central Standard Friday. Enjoy your day.